Today's hottest music, 1017 The Beat, presents the 1017 Project. Celebrating listeners having a positive impact in our community. Brought to you by Bridgehampton National Bank. Many success stories, one bank. This month, we honor Ryan Letta from Shoreham Wading River.
Throughout the fall, the entire 1017 The Beat family toured high school football games as part of our Tour for 54 in support of the Thomas Cuttenell Memorial Foundation. The point of the tour was to help spread a message of compassion, paying forward kindness, and respect for one another. In the context of football, it helps keep the game fun, safe, and fair for all involved. And if you take that message and apply it to life, you'll be amazed by how much of a difference you can make with small everyday gestures. While doing the tour, we met Shoreham Wading River student athlete Ryan Letta, who was able to use his talents to help spread the message of the Thomas Cuttenell Memorial Foundation on and off the field. And for that, he's the perfect example of someone we like to highlight for the 1017 Project. Thomas Cuttenell lost his life after taking a hit on the football field, rocking the Shoreham Wading River community. In his 16 years, he left a legacy, and despite the hurt, it led many others to action. Ryan Letta, who was a freshman at the time, decided first to start playing football, a decision that was tough on his parents.
I was in shock, but his dad called me ahead of time and said, I have something to ask you and tell you that Ryan wants to do, and I didn't even think it was the football. And I was okay with it. I wasn't really worried. And then we convinced his dad, and I said, he's got to try it. If he wants to do it, he's got to try it.
Now, as a player, Ryan came up with a simple idea based on his family's favorite college football team, the Clemson Tigers.
Me and my family are very big Clemson fans, and they have this thing there called Howard's Rock. And before every game, the team comes out and touches the rock for good luck. And then they run out onto the field. And I figured our team should have that. So, it morphed into something a little greater than it originally was planned to be, but in the end, it came out.
What it morphed into was a waist-up bust of Thomas Cuttenell, part of a beautiful memorial that will serve as the centerpiece of the ongoing renovations to their football field at Shoreham Wading River, Thomas Cuttenell Stadium. To help complete the ambitious project, Letta raised money on GoFundMe and elsewhere, totaling nearly $50,000.
I had a GoFundMe account. We actually just recently closed it off. It raised a lot of money, and it helped us a lot.
Ryan's now a wide receiver on the football team, and they've won 3 Long Island championships since, and that right there is a shining example of how the entire Shoreham Wading River community banded together after what was and still is a tragic and traumatic event. It manifested itself on the field with the players, but in a larger way in the entire community.
After everything that happened, our community just became so close, kind of like a family.
Yeah.
Especially, that's the way that we play the way we do. More of a family than a team.
We wish Ryan Letta and the rest of the Shoreham Wading River community all the best in the future. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a couple more championship trophies there lifted in Thomas Cuttenell's honor, and it'll be in no small part due to the actions of people like Ryan Letta.
Know someone making a difference in the community? Let us know on social media at Beach Radio 1017 and get more details at beachradio1017.com. The 1017 Project. Celebrating listeners having a positive impact in our community. Brought to you by Bridgehampton National Bank. Many success stories, one bank. Today's hottest music, 1017 The Beach.